champ. Oh, they damp, wham, bump, zap, zap, zap. Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man, herb man.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health, a program that's designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc. How about you?
Man, the Lord is good to me, so I'm doing extremely well.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, today we want to talk about vitamins and minerals, food versus pills. Vitamins and minerals, food versus pills. You know, vitamins and minerals are essential, what we call micronutrients, that our bodies need in small quantities to function properly. And unlike the what we call macronutrients, things like proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, vitamins and minerals do not provide energy, all right? But they play a critical role in various body functions, including, as you will see, the production of energy. Now, vitamins are organic compounds. They're produced by plants and animals. They often act as what we call cofactors with enzymes. And enzymes are things that help to speed up reactions. They help them to carry out their functions. Some of the examples of vitamins that we are certainly familiar with is vitamin C, D, and B complex. Now, minerals, on the other hand, they're inorganic. Organic is made from plant or animal source. Inorganic is made from non-plant or animal source. They are elements that are found in the Earth's crust, but they're also essential. They're essential for building our bones, teeth, tissues. Some minerals like sodium, potassium, calcium, they act as electrolytes. And we've heard of electrolytes. They help to maintain the acid base balance. They help to maintain the fluid balance, as well as even act in certain nerve functions. Examples of this are things like calcium, iron, magnesium. These are examples of minerals. And both the vitamins and the minerals are vital for the growth and development of the cells, of the tissues, and of the organs. And we can't exist without all of those. They help in the metabolism of those macronutrients, the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And they provide energy for the body. All right. They are vital in our immune or immune function, and that they support the immune system. They help the body to fight off infections. These are critical things. They're critical for maintaining bone and teeth health, and they have many other functions. Now, including vision, which we talked about a little bit last week, and nerve function. Now, some of the specific actions of vitamins and minerals include the vitamin C. Vitamin C is also called ascorbic acid, and it is essential for the production or the synthesis of collagen. Collagen is part of that connective tissue, you know, the holds the bones and the ligaments and so forth together. And they are proteins that provide structure to those bones, to the skin, and to the connective tissue. So collagen is very important. Vitamin C is also a very powerful antioxidant. And we've talked about antioxidant. It goes against oxidation, which we actually talked about last week. You know, you look at that apple, and when you cut it and you get that brownish, it's due to chemical actions, part of oxidation. And vitamin C, if we put some vitamin C on there, like put a lemon, squeeze a lemon, that vitamin C, it's a powerful antioxidant, and it helps protect the cells from damage from those free radicals. Then we have the B complex, cobalamine, and it's involved in so many things, including metabolism of fatty acids, metabolism of your amino acids. And remember, we said the amino acids come together to form proteins, all right? So the body needs to get those amino acids, but they have many other functions too, but that's certainly one of them. They're essential in the production of your red blood cells, all right? And then you have vitamin D. Vitamin D. Vitamin D has so many functions, and one of the things that we've seen of late is that most people in this country have vitamin D deficiencies. Mm-hmm. They're involved in the regulation of that calcium absorption from the intestines, and they're essential for bone health. And so these are critical things. Then you have some minerals. You know, we talked about that calcium, and calcium is a major component of bones. It's a major component of teeth, bone and teeth formation and maintenance. It plays a vital role in muscle contraction and nerve functions. Calcium is critical. Calcium is very important in the functions of our heart. There's just so many places where calcium is important. And magnesium is another, and it's involved in energy production. And it does so through something we call the Krebs cycle. And the Krebs cycle is a complex series of reactions that take place actually in the mitochondria. The mitochondria, we call it the powerhouse of the cell. And it produces energy, all right? It produces energy. And magnesium also helps to regulate the muscle contractions and relaxations and nerve functions. So the last mineral we'll mention for right now, there are many, many others, is iron. And it's involved in oxygen transport, in that it's a component of hemoglobin, all right? We talk about you having high hemoglobin, not being anemic. Well, iron is part of it. Hemoglobin is a protein that carries oxygen in the red blood cells. And it carries this oxygen to all of the cells of the body, all right? And iron is critical for that. You know, we talk about iron deficiency anemia. That iron is a mineral. And these are just a few of the many vitamins and minerals that's involved in countless other reactions throughout our bodies. So there's little doubt, I think, little question that we need vitamins and minerals to live. But where we want to go today, and the big question that we need to ask is where should we get these vitamins and minerals? Where should we get these vitamins and minerals? Now, the supplement industry, which has become a multi-billion dollar industry, because they know that you know that you need vitamins and minerals, all right? But they also know that you love to that meat and those dairy products, that cheese, and they have convinced people that you actually need that fried chicken, the lamb chops, them hamburgers, that pizza, Brother Frank. They've convinced us that we need it, that we have to have it. You know, when I go and tell people that they need to give up their meat, what is the first thing that they ask me, Brother Frank?
Yeah, they say, what?
Where are you gonna get your protein?
Yeah.
You know, and then I make them think that I'm really dumb. And I tell them, we don't need to eat protein. And I pause for a few minutes. And then I say, what we need is to eat amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
We get those amino acids from all of our fruit, vegetables, seeds, grains, etc. Because if we eat the meat, it has to break the meat down to its constituent amino acids and then build up what we need. And those minerals are involved in that process. And so, but the industry don't want you to recognize that.
Oh no.
They want you to believe that these foods are just good for you, even though they know that they don't have the vitamins and minerals that are so essential for living. And they sort of convince us that all we need to do, Brother Frank, is just take a pill.
That's it.
Take a pill and everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right, Brother Frank. Take that pill, that multivitamin, take that calcium and magnesium, you know, but you know, Dr. T. Collins Campbell, all right? Mm-hmm. He's a famed biochemist, professor eminent, and past chairman of nutritional biochemistry at Cornell University. He pointed out that there have been more than 100 trials, all right, showing overwhelmingly, all right, that we in no uncertain terms that there's no long-term benefit to vitamin supplementation. There's no long-term benefit. Mm-hmm. You know, along with the worrisome findings that certain supplements even increase the risk of diabetes, heart disease. Not only do they not do us any good, they'll do us bad. And they found out that the supplementation of fish oil, all right, there's something mighty fishy about that.
Mm.
It actually proves useless. It appears to be useless, all right, or even worse. And yet, the scientist doesn't seem to be bothered by these matters.
No. Right? Doesn't make money.
As long as people keep buying those vitamins and other supplements, that's all they want. See, the public desires that quick fix, all right? And that quick fix is giving them huge amounts of money.
Genesis 1:29 says, and this is the Most High saying, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in it which you should, with, and every fruit yielding seed, to you it shall be your food.
Yes, yes.
The 100 studies, and there got to be more now.
Oh, yes, there's many, many more. What
the Most High said.
So we find generally that the best source of these vitamins and minerals come through a balanced diet of whole, unprocessed food. Now, there's something I don't want to slip over people's heads, all right? It says the best source of these vitamins and minerals is through a what? Balanced diet of whole, unprocessed foods.
Not pizza.
Whole, unprocessed foods. Now the reality is you can have a pizza made from whole grains.
That's right.
And you can use a non-dairy cheese, or you can even have it without any cheese.
Without any cheese.
Even the non-dairy cheese is what?
Processed.
Yes. So you want to really try to eliminate those processed foods, all right? While these supplements can, in certain situations, be helpful, they cannot and should not replace a healthy diet, all right? So why, Brother Frank, do we need to eat these whole foods, these whole unprocessed foods? One is a word called synergy.
Mm-hmm.
The working together, you know? When you get nutrients from food, you're often getting a combination of vitamins, of minerals, and other components that work synergistically for optimal health. So synergy, which we're going to talk more about later, is a critical component because it's a combination of things. And then another very important issue is something called bioavailability, where the nutrients from foods are often much more easily absorbed from the body than our supplements. I remember when Coral Calcium came out, and folks would call the radio station and they asked me, "What is your opinion on Coral Calcium?" And I said I can't give an opinion because I haven't researched it yet. So finally, Brother Frank, when I got time to research it, I read that what Coral Calcium does, it gives you an expensive urine. Because all that calcium, instead of being absorbed into the tissues, is being passed out, most of it being passed out through the urine, you know, because it doesn't have those cofactors that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have those substrates. It doesn't have the things that would cause, you know, a person to be healthy. And so, you know, we have to be very, very careful about these foods. Another thing that makes these whole foods so valuable is they contain fiber. They contain fiber and other vital nutrients, you know, and these whole foods this fiber and the antioxidants are so essential for, you know, a patient called me today and was having some problems with constipation. So I said, how much water are you drinking? And they told me, I said, well, you know, they said, I probably need to increase that. I said, okay. And are you eating your greens? Are you eating your beans? Are you eating your grains with the fiber? All right. Because when you get that fiber and that water and you walk, man, your bowels start flowing. All right. And it's very important in the process. Now, there are a few situations, as we mentioned earlier, where you may need some supplements. You know, if you have dietary deficiencies, you know, if you've been eating the standard American diet and you get sick and it's discovered that you have a whole bunch of deficiencies, sometimes for short term, you can use supplements to supply that. And certain particular health conditions may require supplementation, such as in pregnancy, lactation, and digestive disorders. Although what I find, if you eat properly, even in those situations, generally you don't have to do supplementation.
Yes.
You know, your body, you increase your juicing and your smoothies and so forth. And those digestive disorders, most of the time, they're due to food allergies. And so you find out what foods you're allergic to and that, you know. But there comes times when you have limited intake. If a person, for some reason, nauseated, vomiting, you know, or there's a condition where they just can't take things by mouth, then sometimes a limited amount of supplementation may be in order. Do we have do we need to make a pause here, Brother Frank?
We want to definitely promote WPFW and its programmers. WPFW is the only station in the DMV where you can get this kind of information. We have a pledge drive coming up soon, and we want you to think about giving and giving mightily.
Amen.
We want you to do that so we can keep this station alive and living for another 47 years or until the end of time.
That's right.
Sure. For sure.
All right. And this is the program is To Your Health. And I'm the host, Dr. Theodore Watkins. And today we're talking about vitamins and minerals, food versus pills. And of course, we are on 89.3 WPFW FM. Now, I mentioned the word synergy earlier, and this whole issue of synergy of foods is a critical concept that I want our listeners to understand, all right? I want our listeners to understand it. There are literally thousands. What did I say, Frank?
Thousands.
Thousands of phytonutrients in our foods that will never make its way to the side of that cereal box, all right? But they actually play a vital role in reducing the risk of both acute and chronic illnesses, all right? And we just see a few of them, all right? We know that whole foods have consistently been found to be protective. You know, I mean, we know it. And even our listeners know that when they start getting sick and they start eating right, they start getting better. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's reasonable for scientists to try to find out what those magic bullets, the active ingredients that they want to sell in a pill. And so they go and they try to find out what's going on. They try to then isolate it out. And then what happens is they may, the compound actually will lose a lot of its activity and will actually behave very differently because it's been separated out. It's been isolated so that the antioxidant, the anti-cancer activity of that plant food which is thought to be from a specific nutrients is lost, all right? Because it's actually derived from the additive or synergistic effect of the whole, all right? Because the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Mm.
The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So this helps us to understand why pills simply cannot replace the complex interaction of the phytochemicals present in those whole foods. All right. You know, we talk about whole foods versus the standard American diet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole foods is what really heals. We don't really even talk about being vegan anymore. All right? Because you can eat as many processed foods as long as it's not made from animal or dairy source, you can be a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
We find that will not get you well. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Campbell, he pointed out that there's overwhelming evidence that these supplements just don't work. And in fact, they will make matters even worse. But the public wants that quick fix. And the industry is more than happy to provide it and charge you a nice penny for it. I went to the store one time and I bought several things and I got to the register and some of them were somewhat processed, not a whole lot, but somewhat processed. And I noted that they cost multiple times what those simple fruits and vegetables cost, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The fruits and vegetables were pennies, where these other things were dollars, you know? And so each of these plants have all these different phytonutrients in them. And each plant has a whole different set of phytonutrients.
Mm. Right? Wow.
So not only is it important to eat the whole food, it's important to eat a variety of food.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because then we get this synergistic effect of a variety of food. All right? Because, for instance, we have compounds in carrots that have a lot of beta carotene. All right? But then we add some humus to the top of that carrot and eat them together, and we get the synergistic effect of all those nutrients that come from the chickpea that's in that humus. And so we're getting so many, many, many different things. And so it's very important that we look at eating a variety of foods so that we can get a variety of things. You know, if you take, for instance, some strawberries, and you say, well, strawberries are very strong in antioxidants. And let's say it may have 5 antioxidants in the strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take some beans, you know, and some black beans. And let's say those black beans have another 5 antioxidants. And so you would expect when you put them together, you're going to get 10 antioxidants. But they've done studies and they found that instead of having 10, you may even have 15 or more.
Wow.
All right? Because it's that multiplying effect, that synergistic effect that's so important. And that's why many of these foods are so valuable in killing cancers and reversing heart disease and so many other illnesses because of that synergistic effect. You know, they did one study where they looked at grape juice, all right? And they dropped it on these breast cancer cells in a petri dish, all right? And so they found out that the grape juice suppressed the growth of the cancer by 30%. Then they took another set of cells and they dropped onion juice on it, and it cut the growth in half, 50%. And so then they combined the two, and they thought you'd probably get someplace in the middle, you know, maybe 40%. But instead, they got 70%.
Wow.
All right? They got 70%. So once again, they show that the synergistic properties are really very important. Now, you would think that these researchers, when they found that, they would start really promoting the importance of eating a variety of foods, whole foods, at your meals. But unfortunately, that wasn't the reason that they were doing the research. They were doing the research to try to find ways to produce more products where they can make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a terrible thing. The number here is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments. As we look at this thing of vitamins and minerals, food versus pills. So now, Brother Frank,
we have a caller on the line.
We got a caller?
I think so.
All right, well, let's go to the line then. Let's call you on. You're on the line.
Hi, Dr. Watkins. Thank you so much for this program. I'm 74 years old, and I've just recently been diagnosed with heart failure. And I wanted to know what nutrients and or foods would be helpful for, you know, the heart failure. You know, I do experience bouts of shortness of breath, you know, low energy at times, and other times not. But, you know, it's been a...
In my practice, I've actually reversed congestive heart failure with a whole food, plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm. And lifestyle changes.
Yeah. Now, it also included walking and other stress reduction and other things. But I remember one patient, he had an ejection fraction of 16. Now the normal ejection fraction, that's the amount of blood that's pumped out the heart with each beat. The normal ejection fraction should be 60 to 65 and at least 50, all right? But really up there, 60, 65. His was 16. and 1 month, putting him on a whole plant-based diet, and I complete regimen. He was off all his medication, walking an hour and a half a day.
Wow.
No swelling, no nothing. So it can happen, but now he was serious. This brother would call me sometimes 5 and 6 times a day. He was so scared. So somebody told him he may need a heart transplant, you know. So, but what he needed was that whole food diet. And it's been over 10 years.
Yes. Yes.
It's over 10 years, and the brother's still going strong. And so that's something that we need to be aware of. So yeah, it can happen, but you gotta do what's necessary.
Listen out for the number, caller at the end to Dr. Watkins' office, and give him a call, okay?
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, when you get this research, you want to know what, how did the industry respond to plants, not pills? All right. And so there's a famous study that they did where they took thousands of men and they followed them for 19 years. All right. So this is a long, what we call a prospective study.
Mm-hmm.
And the study showed that there was a stepwise drop in risk of lung cancer for smokers who got more and more beta carotene in their diet. All right. And the way they figured this up out, they added up how much fruit, vegetables, and various soups and different things they were eating, and they calculated how much beta carotene was in there. And so you would think that they would then tell the smokers, you need to eat more fruit and veggies and more of this fresh soup, this homemade soup. But no, instead they gave them beta carotene pills, vitamin A pills.
Right?
And those taking the pills actually got what?
Worse.
Got more lung cancer,
mm-hmm,
than those who didn't take. All right?
And heart disease and stroke.
Yeah. And they got more deaths from heart disease, more deaths from strokes, more deaths from cancer. And overall, they got just a shorter lifespan because instead of eating the foods, they were giving the pills. So you would think that with this evidence, they would immediately stop promoting the pills and start promoting the foods. No. They actually did 6 more studies, and the beta carotene continued to increase the mortality in these people.
Killed some people.
Since that time, there's been over 20 additional studies, and all of them gave the same information, that the beta carotene and these other antioxidants showed significant increase in mortality in those who were taking the pills versus those who were eating the foods. So
I'm a witness to that. I took some beta carotene pills. I took it for a couple of days, paid good money for it too. I got sick as a dog. I'm telling you, I felt that they were gonna kill me.
For many years now, people ask me, well, what vitamins do you take? I say none. I take vitamin D and B complex. I mean,
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find ways to even get out of taking those. but it appears that vegans and everybody, vegans are low in B12, and just about everybody is low in vitamin D. I used to do vitamin D levels on my patients, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
But then I stopped doing them.
Yeah.
Because they were all, they all had low vitamin D. And so I would get them to take the supplement for 30 days, and then I'd repeat their studies, and it would come up. So, and even people who are in the sun, and I believe that there's something in the water or something, Brother Frank. Now, call me suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I think that somebody's putting stuff in the water, because it's getting worse and worse and worse. The numbers are going down more and more and more.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta be suspicious.
Yeah. And it appears that there's no change in the quality of the sun. There's something else that's a problem. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We're talking about, should you take the pill or should you eat the food? I talked about that poem I learned when I was young, A Fence or an Ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to make sure that we instead of building a fence, taking putting the ambulance in the valley, that we build a fence. We protect people from getting sick, from falling over the cliff, you know? And we do that by eating those fruits and vegetables, whole grains, whole foods, all right? Versus processed food where they extract out the nutrients and then they add a few back. And what do they call it? They call it enriched. They take out 30, 40 nutrients and put back 4 or 5,
maybe.
Call it enriched.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And unfortunately, the government allows them to do that. You know, and so we can't depend on them. Decide that we're going to go all the way in for ourselves, and we're going to do what's necessary. And one of the first things that we have to do is we have to change how we think. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We got to change how we think. I talked about at the beginning of the program how we know that we need these fruits and vegetables. I mean, we need the vitamins and minerals. But we allow people to tell us that we can just get them from the nutrients, you know, from these pills.
Yes, sir.
So forth. But you cannot. You need to get the whole food. The whole food. You need a juice. You need to do your smoothies. You need to do the things that's going to provide you what is good. Because if you take that calcium, like I told you, you're going to have expensive urine. Because the body doesn't have, in that calcium pill doesn't have the things that's necessary for it to be absorbed into the small intestines and give you what you need. You may get some boost, but not what you expect. You're certainly not getting your money's worth, you know. And so even when I recommend that people use supplements, I recommend that they use them for a short period of time while they're making the transition, all right? While they're making the transition. So the number, once again, is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. I thought, Brother Frank, the phone would be just red hot.
Yeah.
And people confessing, I'm gonna stop sinning today. Doc, I ain't gonna eat no more, I ain't gonna take no more of them supplements. You know, sometimes patients will come to see me, Brother Frank, and they'll have a bag of supplements.
Yeah.
They have a bag of supplements, you know, and they start, they want me to go through all them things, man. We line them up, you know. I say, look, you done spent your money, so go ahead and finish them, but don't buy no more, you know, unless it's supplements like the vitamin D, until we can find a way of getting it into the system more efficiently. Vitamin B12, until we can find a way. You know, B12 is made from mushrooms, but the way they grow the mushrooms in these dark areas, cold, dark areas, the mushrooms are not able to produce the vitamin B12, all right? And so, therefore, we just don't have good sources to get these things. But if we did, then we don't need all this junk, you know. So the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, Dr. Watkins. How you doing?
All right.
I'm 50. Well, I will be 50 years old in January. My A1C was sort of high, like 7.3. Dr. Victor Harry is my physician.
Uh-huh.
And my A1C was high back in February. I changed everything.
How high was it?
7.3, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I changed my eating, changed everything. I was eating maybe a bowl of chocolate ice cream every night, every other night. Yeah, and that's been for years, but I changed everything. I stopped the ice cream. I'm more with the smoothies and the moringa and the mecca now. Eating a lot of cleaner foods, healthier foods, but my A1C just barely went down. Can you tell me, you know, exactly what I'm doing? I'll hang up. So you can maybe.
How much weight did you lose?
I've lost so far over 20 pounds. Actually, I've lost because I've been in the gym. I started out the journey maybe 2.5 years ago. I was maybe 235. Now I'm at 183. So, you know, the weight's coming down. But I still had a problem with trying to bring my A1C down a little.
So, I approach it. I generally put my patients on a fast, and I get all that oil, all that fat out their diet. All right, that fat will get you, man. And so, you may want to look at that. And then of course. Like I said, the first thing I do is I generally put them on our fasting program. We have an excellent fasting program. We put them on that, and the numbers come down, you know, really fantastically, you know. So that's what I recommend. We need to look at your diet. We need to look at specifically what you're eating, because you may have made a lot of changes, but there may be some things.
I cut out all the pastas, you know, a lot of things, because, you know, the pastas weren't any good for me. So now I'm looking for more, like, gluten-free pastas and stuff like that. But, you know, that I was asking myself, if I've been picking out on everything I can for the last 50 years, it's going to be sort of – I tried to go to the Beyond Burgers, but I just couldn't, you know, get that down.
Yeah, so probably you're gonna need to make some drastic changes initially. You think that you've made some drastic changes, but We need to, you know, my boy Les Brown says, when you've done the best you can, it's not sufficient. You got to do what's necessary. And so, you know, give us a call. We'll try to work with you and sound like you're really serious about it. All right.
Okay, well, thank
Frank, you.
You
got any parting words, man?
Yes, sir. We want to thank you, Doc, for going over the vitamins and minerals, diet or pills. If you want an appointment or information from Dr. Theodore Watkins, call 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Or you can go to www.twiliving.com. That's the Watkins Institute Living.com. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, our fantastic engineer, Mayuki Williams, acting general manager of WPFW, Katia Stitt, program director, and all the WPFW staff, listeners, programmers, and volunteers. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for doing what you do to heal DC. Thank you, Ola Dari and Maka B, for your musical contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Stay tuned next Monday at 2 o'clock for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. And don't forget, the definition of indoctrination is the process of repeating an idea or belief to someone until they accept it without criticism or question.
Salamata. I tell and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then they realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, when me no eat no.
The Institute for Policy Studies, Busboys and Poets in the Nation invite you to a conversation between author and activist Bill Fletcher Jr. and labor historian Dana Frank, discussing Frank's new book, What Lessons We Can Learn from the Great Depression, Stories of Ordinary People and Collective Action in Hard Times, on Tuesday, October 8th at 6:30 p.m. Professor Frank explores how ordinary people working collectively met the crisis head-on and how we can apply those lessons in the challenges we face today. The book event, What Can We Learn from the Great Depression, Stories of Ordinary People and Collective Action in Hard Times, Tuesday, October 8th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the 5th and K Street Bus Boys and Poets. For more information and a way to RSVP is online, ips-dc.org/Great Depression Lessons. That's ips-dc.org/Great Depression Lessons. WPFW is your station for jazz and justice, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
This is what WPFW sounds like without volunteers. This is what WPFW sounds like with volunteers. Help WPFW avoid the sound of static and continue the mission of building a better world, one broadcast at a time, by becoming a phone volunteer today. Information and registration at 202-588-0999, extension 1008, or via email at volunteers@wpfw.org. Just say you want to volunteer and leave your name, phone number, and email address. It's that easy. Again, that's 202-588-0999, extension 1008. 888 or volunteers@WPFW.org. Phone volunteering is a critical part of supporting WPFW, your station for jazz and justice.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. It has only been 10 days since Hurricane Helene slammed into Florida's Big Bend as a Category 4 storm. And now officials are asking state residents who are still in recovery mode to evacuate or prepare for another life-threatening storm, this time Hurricane Milton. Hurricane Milton has maximum sustained winds of 160 miles per hour, and it has rapidly intensified into a Category 5 storm, which is the strongest level of hurricane. Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast Wednesday evening. The National Weather Service warned, quote, "If the storm stays on the current track, Hurricane Milton will be the worst storm to impact the Tampa area in over 100 years," end quote. Hillsborough County in Florida, which is home to Tampa, has ordered evacuations for areas adjacent to Tampa Bay and for all mobile and manufactured homes by tomorrow night. Hillsborough Fire Rescue Chief Jason Dougherty echoed the urgency of this by pointedly telling the area residents, and I quote, "If you remain here, you could die, and my men and women could die trying to rescue you. Help them by leaving," end quote. Today, October 7th, marks the one-year anniversary of the Israel-Hamas war. The day the war began in 2023 became the deadliest day in the history of modern Israel. More than 1,100 people were killed in Israel in the Hamas-led attacks a year ago, while at least 250 people were taken hostage. Around 100 of the hostages remain in Gaza, though only 70 of them are still believed to be alive. To mark the somber one-year milestone of the war, some of the hostages' loved ones took to the streets of Israel over the weekend holding protests. One protester, whose cousin's remains are being held in Gaza after he was killed 1 year ago, said of the Israeli government, and I quote, "Why are they still in Gaza a full year later? Because of Netanyahu. Netanyahu wants to stay in power forever. And to do that, he has dragged Israel into eternal, never-ending war," end quote. To your local news, in New York, since Mayor Eric Adams was charged with bribery and wire fraud last month, a number of his aides have vacated their roles. The latest is Philip Banks III, who served as New York City's deputy mayor for public safety and lieutenant to Mayor Adams since 2022. Today, Mayor Adams released a statement saying that Philip Banks wanted to, quote, "do some other things with his life," end quote. Others who have resigned or announced their intentions to leave Mayor Adams' administration include David Banks, Philip Banks' brother and city school chancellor, Lisa Zornberg, Mayor Adams' chief counsel, Tim Pearson, senior advisor, and Ed Caban, police commissioner. Mayor Eric Adams is the first sitting New York City mayor to be indicted. He has pled not guilty and denies any wrongdoing. In the D.C. area, Mayor Muriel Bowser recently visited Stanton Elementary School in Southeast to announce the 2025 D.C. Teacher of the Year, and she is Jasmine Townsend. Ms. Townsend was honored by the mayor during a surprise ceremony that she thought was only a celebration for National Book Month. Ms. Townsend is a reading instructional coach at Stanton Elementary, and she joined the school last year as a special education teacher. She works with students from kindergarten to fifth grade. Ms. Townsend said she was honored and humbled to receive the Teacher of the Year recognition, saying in part that she shares the award, quote, "with all of the families that she has had the opportunity to pour into and serve over the last 15 years in education." The D.C. Teacher of the Year award comes with a $7,500 prize and the chance to join the countrywide competition for National Teacher of the Year competition for National Teacher of the Year. In today's weather, it's currently about 74 degrees in New York.